This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. I have a special treat for you on today's show. You can probably already tell the sound quality is a bit different because I've left my beloved sound studio to interview Dr. Dave Smiley, prison psychologist turned documentary filmmaker. But he didn't make just any film. He created a film called The Inner Way, which is all about the new and very old inner way to lasting weight loss and personal transformation. Dave and I met when he asked me to be one of the experts in the film. Dr. Dave Smiley is a clinical psychologist who's worked most of his life with mentally ill criminals. As a result of a spiritual awakening, at age 52, he began a personal transformation that continues to this day. Having once weighed over 300 pounds, Dr. Smiley released over 65 pounds of unwanted fat. He discovered that by changing his thoughts, he could change his mood, and the depression from which he had suffered for years disappeared. He also found within himself a desire to help other people suffering from problems with weight, body image, and self-esteem. This led to his leaving the security of his job as a prison psychologist in order to create the movie The Inner Way. And as you know, Inside Out Weight Loss is also all about the inner journey of outer transformation. I'm so happy to have Dr. Smiley with us today. Welcome, Dave, to the show.
Thank you, Renee. I'm so happy to be here.
Dave, I've been so inspired by your personal story of how you left the security of a regular job and a regular paycheck to create something that you had never created before, to produce a documentary film. Can you tell us your story?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Renee, it started actually in 2006. I'd gone through a bankruptcy and a divorce. And I was doing good in my job. But and I remember actually thinking at the end of 2006, this thought kept going through my head. 2007 is going to be the best year of your life so far. Now, why I would think that, I don't really know. But it was going through my head. And then in the early 2007, I happened across the film The Secret. And the whole concept that they were teaching in that film of law of attraction, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. I could see that everything I'd done in my life had been my doing. I had created this situation, the fact that I was on antidepressants, that I was weighed 300 pounds, that I was unhappy, you know, going through the bankruptcy and divorce. And once I understood that, I started thinking about, well, what could you really create with your life if you monitored your thoughts, if you started paying attention to your thoughts and your feelings? And basically, I took that film and I got the DVD, I got the book, the audiobook, and I listened to it an hour driving to work each day for about 6 months. And in the process, started opening myself up to living the kind of life that I wanted instead of focusing on these negative things that were going on that had been going on through my life. That's where it started.
Sorry. So you changed the kinds of thoughts that you were focusing on from the negative stuff in the past to what? What did you think about? I mean, it's not like you had actually changed anything at that point. So give us an example of the kinds of new thoughts that you had.
Sure. Well, it actually started with a series of questions to myself. As I said, I wondered, well, what would you do if you could do whatever you wanted? Because that's what the film that I watched, The Secret, that's what it got me thinking about. It basically tried to, it tells you that you can have what you want. So as I started doing that, I knew I pray. I mean, that's part of what I do is I open up to divine spirit. And I did just that. I asked God, tell me how I can live a life where I can do something creative and of service. That was the first two things I wanted. I also wanted something that would take me out of this whole worry about money thing. So there were three elements: do something creative, do something service, and do something that would generate wealth. And I truly believe, by the way, it's my philosophy that the more service you provide, then the universe provides the wealth. It's not about accumulation of stuff. It's really about if you're following your passion, then doors open and you're going to be taken care of. So that's where that started. And when as I opened up to that, naturally the first thing was, well, I knew I wanted to lose weight. But I also, I'd done it before in the past. I mean, I'd done Atkins and I'd tried a couple different ways and successfully lost weight, but like most people, put it back on.
So that's so interesting, Dave. You know, few people realize what you realize then, which is that you really can open up and create a life that you love to live. And then even more so have the courage to ask that question, well, what is it that I would really like to do? Because in order to ask that question, you have to be prepared to make the changes that it would be required to create a life that you love to live.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, what's so interesting to me is how I kept getting guidance along the way that, well, here's a big example. I had two or three different ideas floating around in my head at the time. But one of them was about weight loss and specifically actually creating a film like The Secret, because it was so inspiring to me that I wanted to create a film that would inspire me and others to change my weight. And regardless of what, like I said, I had a couple other ideas I was toying with at the time. But I remember thinking, you know, if I only had 1 year's worth of my salary, then I'd have to take a chance because I'm the kind of person, I really have to focus on one thing at a time. I'm not real good at like working a job and trying to make something else work. I've been doing that many times. I just never was successful. So I knew I wanted to do that. And I remember saying to myself, if I just had 1 year's worth of salary, I would have to quit my job and see what I could make happen because I figured, you know, if it didn't work, I still have my license and my PhD. I can always go back to prison. But what I remember, I got this thing in the email, in my mail from the state, and it said, if you retire now, you'll have $350 a month. I mean, retiring early. Well, that's nothing, and hardly, I couldn't do that. But about a week later, again, I had this light bulb experience. And so I went back and looked. And it said, if you transfer over into the investment plan where you can manage your own money. And basically it meant that I would have access to a lump sum of 2 years worth of my salary. I felt like God was saying, okay, you asked, here it is, go do it.
How interesting. What a synchronicity. On the one hand, the rational mind could say, oh, well, that was just a coincidence. And that was a plan that the state had put together, yada, yada, yada. But on the other hand, you could say, well, isn't that curious that you had asked, you had desired to be of service, and you had certain parameters around the service you wanted to provide. And one of them was that you could dedicate yourself to what you did. And voila, very quickly, somehow the means were provided.
It's amazing. And again, it's what they taught in The Secret. And I saw it happening in front of my eyes. And I will have to say the reason why The Secret made sense to me, the whole concept of law of attraction made sense to me, was because I could see how I had done that kind of stuff before in my life, but I'd done it unconsciously. So now I was seeing it actually open itself up right in front of my eyes.
Oh, that must have been so empowering, so inspiring.
I didn't feel like I had a choice, honestly. I had people, when I ended up deciding, because I actually turned down a promotion, the director of mental health for the state wanted me to become one of four regional mental health consultants in the prison system. And I turned it down because I knew this is what I wanted to follow my passion.
Yeah. So you did follow your passion and you got this idea to make a movie about weight loss. Had you lost any weight at that point?
No. Yeah, I was, there were definitely difficult moments. I mean, I can remember that fall because I retired at the end of July 2007. And I remember being on my knees saying, but God, what if I don't lose weight? This isn't going to work. And certainly, like I said, I look at myself now and I'm happy. I feel good in my body. And I'm not where I ultimately want to be. But I did make that decision that, you know what, it's going to take whatever time it takes. I knew I just didn't want to go back to, I didn't want to do yo-yo dieting. I knew that was bad for you. And so I knew it had to be a natural, spiritual kind of process. And that was, I mean, yeah, once I took that leap and started off, yeah, I didn't have the weight loss, but I started finding the people who had done it. People like you.
Yes.
People like Bronwyn Marmo, like Victoria Moran, all these wonderful people who already knew these things, and I went out and found them. And again, I feel like it was all law of attraction.
It was all law of attraction. Now, there's another element that you've spoken about that was important for you as well, Dave, which was intention. Tell us about that.
Yes. Right from the beginning, it was my intention with the film. And I actually told everybody I interviewed this at the beginning of the interview. But there were three things that I wanted people, when they watched this film, to be happy to be alive, to be grateful to have a body in which to experience life, and more than anything, to believe in the possibility of change. Mm. I know how many people had given up. I had given up and just decided, well, this is just the way I'm going to be. Mm. But the fact is, we aren't meant to live miserable lives. I do not believe that. I believe that we've been given everything we need to live in the body and the life that we want.
Exactly. And isn't that a beautiful thing, Dave? Really living as your authentic self, a life that suits you perfectly. I mean, that really is fantastic.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, and it does. I mean, because all my life I've had these creative desires, and now at the point, I mean, I realize your audience, when this is going out, it's already going to be completed. But we are actually, at the point of recording this, we are at the very end of finishing the film. And I have to tell you, it's just been amazing. The people, not only the teachers, I mean, we got Gay Hendricks, we got Bob Proctor from The Secret in our film. So we have some people that are primarily the teachers, the motivational kind of teachers. But then we had Gay Hendricks, who... he's well known in the self-help industry, but he lost 120 pounds when he's young. And, oh, that's a great story, actually. Can I share that with you?
I was just going to ask you to share that story.
One of the decisions I had to make was to start listening to my intuition, not necessarily use my rational mind, because the rational mind would have said, you keep your job.
Yes.
So I started listening to my intuition every step of the way. And I remember that fall of 2007, I was on Neil Donald Walsh's email list. And I got an email saying, oh, my friend Gay Hendricks has a new book out, Five Wishes, I think was the name of it. And if you buy 50 copies of his book, you can spend an hour with him. Well, I'm thinking, I don't know why, but I was getting this urge to do this. And here I was on, now I only had a set amount of money, yet I'm talking about spending some of it to buy 50 copies of this guy's book. And I didn't know why. But, other than the fact I knew he was one of the co-founders of the Spiritual Cinema Circle. I at first didn't do it, but then I kept getting that nudge. And so I said, okay, I'm going to pull the trigger here. And I ended up giving most of the books away to my church. That's when I found out, like a week afterwards, that Gay had this weight loss journey. And it's like, oh, this is why I was going to do this.
So you invested 50 books that must have cost you, I don't know, $750 or $1,000 of your precious money on a hunch without even really knowing why you felt the urge to do this.
Yeah, I know. Sounds crazy.
Yeah, I know. And then, lo and behold, it turns out that Gay Hendricks is the perfect person for this film and the journey because he weighed over 300 pounds himself.
Right.
And used his own inner way to weight loss.
He was so perfect and so important, actually, to me for many reasons. I ended up coming out to California the following February for the Conscious Life Expo, and where Gay was going to speak. And we spent an hour before he spoke, just off in a garden somewhere talking. And I had like a little one-page description of my idea. Mm. And yeah, it was great because, you know, Gay's close friends with Louise Hay and Esther Hicks and a lot of people in the whole Hay House group. And then he saw it when I read him, or when he read the little description, he looks at me and he goes, "Dave, this is a really good idea." This is a really good idea. Now, there's not a lot of good ideas out there. There's lots of money, but there's not a lot of good ideas. This is a really good idea.
Yeah.
And his faith, his belief in me was tremendous. Mm. It ended up, I went back to Florida, where I was living at the time, in Tallahassee, and talked to my brother on the phone. He says, "Yeah, I guess you're moving out to California," which I hadn't even entertained that thought. Well, 3 months later, I was driving across the country.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. And his presence in the film is really wonderful. I find him so inspiring.
Oh, he is. It was incredible. So, yeah. And that really, when you look back now, you think about it, that was 2008. This is 2010. So basically, it's been 2 years now. It was a year ago we formed our company at the end of July 2009. And the film is almost done. And I've got to tell you, I am amazed. I mean, people thought I was crazy. I know that. And thought, well, maybe he'll write a book or something. That's something doable. But making a film, one of my goals actually was to make a film that was going to look better than The Secret. Because much as I loved it, I felt like it had its cheesy aspects to it. Mm. And I also wanted something that was more spiritual.
Yeah.
I just got to tell you, the people that have come into this project, our editor edited the last season of 24. Our composer composed the music for the movie Precious. The director of photography worked on 24 and Prison Break. He managed to get us at an incredible price the rental on the camera, the same camera they used in Alice in Wonderland.
Mm.
Our post-production supervisor worked on Apocalypto, Passion of the Christ. I mean, these are big budget films, and we're just a tiny little film. But all these people came in because they loved what this was about. They felt the passion themselves and had gotten engaged in it. And I'm just truly blessed, and I'm here to tell you, whoever you are, whatever's going on in your life, if you can imagine something different for yourself, and if you can believe that you can do it, you can. I totally believe. Whatever it is, you can. Because I didn't know where the money was going to come from. I didn't have the money to make a major film. Yet it came. And actually, that's an interesting connection, too. Do you want to hear that story?
Yes.
Back in the 70s, I shared a house with somebody after I'd gone through my first divorce. A friend of mine, Roger Darrow, who was owner of a health food store, the first health food store in Asheville, North Carolina. Well, when I knew Roger, he had this store and it had concrete blocked and lumber shelving. And it was, you know, just didn't even have a parking lot. After I left Tallahassee, I lost touch with him. But when I started going out on this adventure, I reconnected with him. And it turns out he's developed a chain of health food supermarkets in 3 states on the East Coast. He's retired. He's only a couple years older than me. And he does whatever he wants. He not only that, he had already invested in a documentary film that was still in production at the time. And, of course, now I couldn't ask him for the money then, even though I knew he had it. I just renewed the friendship. But he ended up at a later point coming in as our primary investor. And that is also an interesting story because, basically, I had to run out of money. I completely ran through everything I had. And was looking at, I'm living in Studio City, California, and I was in this gorgeous apartment. I was looking at this guy who's homeless out on the street and thinking, God, is that going to be me? Mm. And, of course, law of attraction says, if you think that, that's what's going to happen. So I immediately said, no, that's not going to be me. But ultimately, yeah, it's just been so amazing that all these great people have come in.
So you ran out of money, and then the investor money came in?
I went to him for a loan, mm-hmm. just because by then it was clear, you know, our friendship had redeveloped, and it's like, Roger, can you just help me get on my feet here because I don't want to leave. I know this is where I need to be. And he started off just loaning me money on a month-to-month basis. But he flew out here. We actually went to another Conscious Life Expo together, and he had me pitch it to different people. And at some point, he told me, Dave, he said, I feel like God wants me to do this. And he got in behind it, and he's been incredible.
Oh,
it's been incredible.
Another beautiful story of trust and intention and synchronicity.
Exactly. It's been such a blessing.
So, Dave, we're running out of time here.
Sure.
Before we go, I would like you to share a little bit about what listeners will find in the movie The Inner Way. What's there for them?
All right. And let me, by the way, tell people, even though it sounds like Inner Way, W-A-Y, it's W-E-I-G-H.
Exactly. The Inner Way. Beautiful.
Exactly. But at the same time, it really is about the Inner Way, W-A-Y, because the film is about more than just weight loss, even though that's our target. What they will find is you'll find inspiring stories. You'll find great teachers. You'll find little things that work, that may work for you, may not. We have it structured in such a way, but we're going to teach people about recreating themselves from the inside out. And using the power of their imagination, their subconscious mind. That's one of the things I really focus on, because the subconscious mind does control your body. And to learn how to use that and tap into the power that's inside of you to have what it is that you want in your life, including a body that you like, and including healing yourself, your relationship with food and your body. One of the most important things that we help people with is helping you love yourself and love the body you had. Because if you don't love what you got already and appreciate what it's doing for you, you're not going to have much success changing it permanently. You've got to start there with the love. And that's where we start, actually, in the film, facing yourself and learning what it is, you know, understanding that you've created this through your unconscious thinking, and teaching you how to think consciously, create consciously your body.
So in the film, it sounds like we're not getting recipes, diet plans, exercise routines.
Definitely not. I mean, I knew I did not want to be weighing, measuring, slicing and dicing, none of that stuff. So we don't teach that, because it really doesn't matter. Whatever choices you make, we talk about the diet industry as the outer way.
Yes.
And the fact is, the research shows that the people that do succeed, whatever plan it is, they have to personalize it themselves. So ultimately, it all comes back to you. So, yes, we don't talk about diets. We do talk about eating healthy, but really it's about getting in touch with your own hunger.
Yeah.
Most people who are overweight eat when they're not hungry.
That's right.
They don't eat for the right reasons. And so learning to get in touch with that is a big part of the process.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I have seen a rough cut of the film, and I can tell you I find it incredibly powerful, both the way that you capture those moments, those secret moments of the struggle, and then show viewers a way out, a path out through the inner way by going deeper inside. And I think it's a very special and very powerful film, and I can't wait to get it out there for the world to see.
Oh, I'm so appreciative, Renee. And I'm glad you like it, because what you saw, it's going to be so much better, the final product. And I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful to you for your participation and your voice. Actually, I need to say this. I showed my father your interview that summer. You were the first person I interviewed, and I do have to, let me back up a little bit. Thank you so much for that, because you were the best person to interview for somebody who'd never done this before. You were amazing. And when I showed that to my father back in the 2002, I think it was 2003, he had a heart attack and he was on Vioxx at the time. Well, that ended up getting pulled from the market. He was part of a class action suit. And again, at the same time that I went up to Maine and showed him this video of you. And my father's not really about this kind of stuff, but he was so touched by it, so moved. He ended up becoming our second investor using the money that he got as a result of having this heart attack. So thank you. Without you, this movie would not be made.
Well, thank you, Dave. That's a beautiful story. And I just love the way that that money came back to be invested. I see the metaphor of it being planted in the soil so that the beautiful flowering garden can bloom.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
One of the biggest lessons I've learned through all of this is that everything bad is really something good. Everything bad on this particular making of this film, everything that seemed to be the wrong thing to be happening, and somebody didn't show when they were supposed to, resulted in something so much better coming out of it.
Yeah.
And anybody can take this away. I mean, I truly believe whatever it is that's going on in your life that's not working, it's there for a reason, and it's a good thing it's happening. And if you can take that attitude, it's going to just increase your life in ways you never imagined.
Well, thank you for that, Dave. What a beautiful note to end on, and I can second that. In fact, I have my whole personal story around that very statement, and when you shared that with me the first time, it was so much where I was, and that's another story I'll tell at another time.
Right, yeah.
But that brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you so much, Dr. Dave Smiley, creator and executive producer of the film The Inner Way. And you can access the film The Inner Way by going to the website, theinnerway.com. And remember that way is spelled W-E-I-G-H, theinnerway.com/Renee, R-E-N-E-E. I'll also, of course, have a link from my website, and I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Again, this is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on PersonalLifeMedia.com.